If last year was any indication, you might want to keep your phones close. For the third year in a row, the BC Lions are coming to Greater Victoria. Vancouver Island, we're coming back. Wave. The BC Lions return to Langford next year for an exciting preseason clash at Starlight Stadium. We can't wait to bring the roar back to our fans on the island. More info right arrow https://t.co/IkeBeavikVers7#bclions hashtag roar as one pic.twitter.com/w5y8xwfdqs BC Lions. At bclions, September 27, 2025. The team will be displaced for the early portion of its 2026 CFL campaign, with BC Place set to host FIFA World Cup matches. Vancouver will stage 7 games between June 13 and July 7, with field installation and upgrades beginning well in advance. As part of the plan, the Lions also announced they will play 2 regular season games in Kelowna. The Lions are headed back to Langford. After last year's sellout at Starlight Stadium, we're bringing the roar back to the island in 2026 for a special preseason matchup. Fans can expect the same up-close football action and community pride that made last year unforgettable, the Lions said in a press release. In 2024, the team played a regular season clash with the Ottawa Redblacks at Royal Athletic Park, drawing more than 14,000 fans to the downtown venue. This spring, they returned for a preseason contest in Langford on May 19, selling out Starlight Stadium in just 12 minutes before facing the Calgary Stampeders. The Lions have yet to confirm a date for their 2026 preseason stop on the island. This year's tune-up games were held on May 19 and May 30, with the CFL announcing its 2025 schedule on January 16. In September, acting Langford Mayor Colby Harder told the Goldstream News Gazette conversations with the team had been ongoing. "The excitement really began as soon as tickets were announced," Harder said. "Families were excited to go because the cost of the ferry and hotel in Vancouver is often prohibitive. It was also really cool to hear longtime fans show pride in having the game come to their hometown."